So he has a... Yeah, he can either be on my lap or on the floor.
So as everybody's going back into the room, or those that are sleeping in the room, you guys noticed that Amora was still kind of just hanging out in her meditation state, so you don't know what really happened there. She kind of felt like she got, looks like she got stuck while everybody else was battling, so you don't know if she knows anything. Does anybody want to?
I was in upside down.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a, like, a perception check or an... Or a, what's the word? Investigation?
Yeah.
Okay.
See if you notice. Do you notice her still in her meditative state while y'all were fighting?
I got a 22, so you notice. I do.
Yeah.
So
what do you do to Amora?
Do I see anything cold in the room?
Cold?
Yeah.
I would say pieces of the metal that,
It's not gonna work for
okay.
me. Let me see.
Catch my eye.
There's a lot of hmms going on over there.
Yeah.
I go right
up. Yeah, I don't know anything really cool in here. I guess I'm just going to take some water out of my flask and I'm just going to pour it over Amora's head to wake her up.
What does Amora do?
What happened?
Can I do a medicine check just to make sure she's okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in fight or flight right now.
You put it in
where
your
am I?
You? Oh, damn. Wow, I'm out of it. I was like, I lost my dice. Oh, I'm rolling green today.
Yay.
17. Stop. No.
She's okay.
Okay, and I'm like, you're fine. You just glitched. You'll be okay.
I lost internet.
Yeah, you lost internet for, you know, a while, but we got you back. It was a near miss. We got you back.
Are you going to tell her what happened?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm gonna roll to see if I notice anybody is different from how I remember them, like if they're bloody or something like that.
Okay.
Mom, hey, my
no, that's my mom's. No, it's my mom's.
Cause 11. Does anyone look different?
You rolled a what?
An 11.
You notice that somebody sleeping in the bed next to like the table you're on looks a little different.
Whoa, who's that?
Hold on, we'll find out.
did they do anything to me?
My
sleep?
That'll be Andrew's character, so Andrew, Woo! How do you... She's staring at you and you're waking up, so...
Look.
How do you respond to Amora staring at you?
Keith.
Hey.
Hey, Keith.
How did you get here?
No,
who is this man?
Just, the auto doesn't.
What do you mean? He's been with us the whole time.
Where'd you get?
It's all done.
I won't believe the guy.
Do you now count as the new guy?
I got a 3. Do I believe?
You believe me. You believe me. He's been here the whole time.
Can you pet him?
Okay.
No.
I must have hit my head and got a concussion, and I just lost the last 8 years.
And Gwen, like, holds either side of your face and goes, it was the glitch!
Okay. All right,
so now you notice as you're waking up, you notice that there's kind of, like, metal pieces all over the ground. Like, it looks like it's going from one room to the next room. Like, it's being littered all over the place. Like, someone was moving something.
Do we need... What happened over there? What... Should we follow the trail? Did you guys already take care of that? I'm just really disoriented.
I don't know. We should probably go check it out. This one.
Okay.
I was asleep. I didn't see it.
Yeah, you guys, I think the three of you had gone to bed.
Yeah.
So none of you knew what RJ was doing. So you guys gonna go investigate what the trail of metal things is. I'm gonna do it
in the other room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 16. So yeah, they're in the library room. Yeah, we're in a middle room where we fought dragons, and then there's another room behind that where a dragon was.
So you guys stumble upon Red Jay and Bill. Just Bill's chilling in the corner with his dragon. Red Jay's playing with little buddy.
Little buddy.
What do you guys do?
Can I roll to see what's going on in this room?
My purple. 15. You feel like something happened while everyone was sleeping, and you feel like Reggie is the person to ask.
Okay, I go and I ask him, them. I guess I don't know their pronouns, sorry.
Reggie's a boy. Mommy, he's the king of the ship.
Okay, I go ask Reggie.
Dragon boy.
Right, what do you ask Reggie?
Little buddy. What,
I've been out of it, and I guess I was in a nice coma. What's going on?
Oh, I got a dragon.
Okay, how did you get one of those?
A dragon.
Well, this is little buddy. You remember little buddy? We saw him earlier. And then, well, we helped that other dragon, but he went back in that back room, and we put armor on him. Me and Bill did. I think Bill's off
was
here
that
somewhere.
A good idea?
Well, he was scared. He was terrified and hurt and scared, and I think that that big dragon that we weren't supposed to kill.
How do you know?
Because it looked like he was protecting the other dragon.
Well, then we should have.
I want to say because he kept turning around, it kind of seemed like he was trying to be non-defensive, but...
I never
keep
saw
you
that.
Away from. I also interrupt people when they talk.
Oh, that's good to know.
I don't remember what I was saying.
You were turning around or something. Dragon was turning around.
Yeah. No. Okay. That's all I got.
That's all she got. Can I investigate the room?
You can investigate the room.
Bubble turtle. It's beep beep bubble.
17. Looks like some shit went down in here. There's turtle. Dust everywhere, still particles in the air. See two dragons. No. One's a bony dragon and one's got scales.
It doesn't work.
It's more alive than the other one.
Can I go feed the bony dragon some delicious rations?
Can we roll to see if Bill will let Gwen? Do I do that? Or?
It's not. Are you rolling to see Bill's dragon?
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to feed him.
I'm trying to feed it.
Oh, okay.
Do we think it's nice enough?
I thought so. I mean, what? I tamed it.
Okay, so.
You walk up there.
Cool. And I feed that one scraps, and then I try to give the other dragon scraps.
Oh, the other dragon loves
scraps. From what?
Okay. From her rations.
Okay. Turtle. I was like, what scraps?
I figured we got food. I'm sure it's dried meat.
Yeah, because we never eat.
Yeah, exactly. We
only rest and drink.
Yes. We only sleep and fight. That's all we do.
Alright, what do you guys want to do? You know there's another room, so.
I want to go look at the other
room. I run to the other room. Alright. Anybody else going to science school?
Yeah.
You're going into? You're going to go
Me too.
Okay.
Alright,
as you guys enter the next room, you see the dragon that Reggie is talking about. It's still kind of cowering in the back of the room. It's not really doing a whole lot of stuff. You kind of feel like it's waiting for something, but you're not sure.
More spoons?
Got a lot of spoons.
You with the knowledge of the dragon language. What's going on?
I'm not in there.
I'm called through the doorway.
I don't know. He's armored. That's all
he's
I know.
Armored.
He's armored. He's armored. That's all I know. I did my job.
He looks kind of mopey.
We'll feed him something.
Check in this room.
You feel like you should walk up to him.
I walk up to him and hand him a ration.
He takes it and disappears.
Did you drop it?
Disappears where?
And then Gwen bows. And then turns on her heels and says, I did it!
You okay?
And as Gwen turns,
this is a good
bomb. Maybe I need the map. Maybe the part of the map.
You don't need the map.
I don't need the part of the map.
Yeah!
Use abstract representation of
the part. Yeah, let's use other things. This part.
Okay. I just need this part.
Poopy, can you play fly?
That's storm spot.
I just need to move a little bit of stuff. There we go.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right, so the dragon's back here, essentially in the back. Back.
Okay.
Back here in the back of the room.
Very happy dragon. Mom.
What? So say you're right here feeding the dragon. Okay. Shh. This is me. You're back there, right here. Just say you're right here.
Somewhere. Right there.
Feeding the dragon before you roll away.
Okay.
And as Gwen turns around, this light appears from the sky. Right behind her. Now what do you do?
And she's doing one of these.
I did it!
Okay, like a little anime pose.
Stand in the light.
What light?
Stand in the
light.
Okay,
I sent her a picture so you don't have
what light?
Stand in the light.
I don't understand.
I want to stand in the light.
Okay, you stand in the light. We're just giving one of your little...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Reggie can enter the room.
Reggie enters the room.
Are we in there?
Yeah, you're in there.
Okay.
Does anybody else enter the light?
I probably will, yeah.
Okay.
Here, this can be Miranda. There's a light.
Do you enter the light too, or do you just kind of stand off?
Light. See, the majority go to the light.
Are you in the light, like in the section of the light?
No, I'm
around it.
So okay. People are going in there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna follow the masses. Get okay. Me in there.
Beat
me up, Scotty.
Here we go.
I'm just gonna watch.
Okay.
Shh.
Gina's busy.
No.
Yeah.
Say hi there.
Alright.
Can't help, he's obsessed with me.
How much gold do we win?
No, thank you, please.
All right, as you guys...
I said no, thank you.
No. As the three of you walk into this area where the light is shining above you, you become encased in this glass box. What do you do?
I'm going to hit it with my axe.
This is what you see?
Roll me to hit.
This is what you see for people in it?
Everybody sees it. It's like... just appears out of nowhere.
So Gwen's actually just over here doing her own thing. She doesn't see anything.
Perfect. Makes it even better.
Inside of this box.
So you kind of like swing, but then Bunsen gets in the way and you're like, oh, I can't hit him.
I'm going to
try again.
How wide is this box?
Are we
in this box is like
in here?
10 by 10. So it's like 4 squares, but I don't have a big enough thing to represent that.
No.
Okay. So I just.
So we're in.
You're in a box.
We're in there.
You're in a glass box.
Okay. Can I bang? I'm banging to get Gwen's attention.
Can I be doodling in like fog? Like fog up the glass and doodling.
She doesn't hear you.
Oh, damn it.
So because I almost hit Bunsen, I redirect and then I try again and I rolled an 18.
And your axe bounces off the glass.
You're not feeling this.
Okay, you.
I'm doodling.
Okay. He's doodling on his in his fog breath.
I am going to look closely around the box to see if there's anything that I can press. Are there any runes? What's going on with this box?
Okay.
So I'm gonna roll.
Okay.
Nine.
You feel like you're in a glass box.
I'm doomed. I was in a concussion, and now I'm in a damn box.
I want to cast Detect Magic.
Cast Detect Magic. Is it just... Raya? You see magic stuff?
Raya? Yeah. For 10 minutes, you sense the presence of magic within 30 feet of you. You sense magic in this way. You can use your action to see a faint aura around any invisible creature in the area that bears magic. You learn... its school of magic, if any, and the spell can penetrate most barriers, but it's blocked by 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of common metal, and a thin sheet of lead or 3 feet of wood of dirt.
But how much glass?
But how much glass? It doesn't say glass. You see that, like, the walls are speckled and glowing, and you feel like something might be happening inside of this room, and there's definitely magic all over the room.
Can I investigate the room?
I close my eyes and open my heart.
Just close your eyes and open your heart?
Yeah.
And you just feel the love.
Brown
the
dirt.
Painting you just drew on the glass.
Yeah.
16?
Is it brown dirt?
Hold on. You see that maybe the wall got a little closer. Maybe it was a foot in front of you, and now it's right by your nose.
Mine doesn't like this. She goes, hey guys, the room is getting smaller. Guys?
Mm-hmm.
Guys?
Okay.
Mom.
Oh my god.
You want to play food?
Mom. All right.
Oh my god.
I wish to investigate the glass box a little further.
Okay, investigate the glass box further.
Son of a bitch!
Do you want to help her investigate?
Is the ground dirt?
Yes.
I'm going to try to dig underneath.
All right, you try to dig. Roll me strength.
Okay.
Roll me a strength check. See if you can dig that dirt.
Wait. I'm going to dig it like a little doggy.
Yes. You need to be patient. Play Mickey.
Whoop.
Whoop.
Nice strength. 20, non-natural.
You're digging and digging and digging and digging, but you feel like you're not going anywhere.
This is useless.
All right, you want to investigate again? He's over here playing with shapes and stuff.
I got 13. Let's do better.
It's called art.
14.
With a 14, you see, you notice that nobody outside of the glass can hear you.
Cool.
And you also notice that the walls are starting to come closer.
Oh,
do you guys think we're safer
Lord.
In
okay.
or out of the
Let
box?
Let me hold to investigate more, because we gotta get out
okay,
of here.
Okay, she's gonna investigate more.
I feel like we're safe.
Does Gwen see?
14.
Safe.
Are you investigating to see if you're safe?
I'm seeing if there's anything I missed as it's getting closer to me.
There's nothing you missed, but you notice that it's not getting closer to you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh.
Mom.
It's getting larger.
Mom.
What?
Is the door still open?
No.
Okay, guys.
Keep going. I want to feel the walls. Feel them like this.
Don't erase my drawing.
They're just smooth.
What if we all push on the same wall at the same time?
Or we push on a separate wall. Well, there's three of us and it's a square, so that doesn't work. Okay, yeah, let's do that, what you said.
Push it over.
Roll me a strength check.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, go!
What did you get? 15. Not frozen. 15?
15.
4,
what did
you get?
I'm gonna use a lucky strike.
Just tell me what you got.
What? I got a 2.
Oh.
But I'm using a lucky slug.
Okay.
Wow, that was great. Even better. I got a 6.
Woo.
The wall doesn't move.
I'm going to try again. Let's try again, guys. I'm a little scared.
Let's try again.
You sure that's yours?
19.
Oh, I got that 20.
Now how much gold do we get?
We get 5 gold pieces because the wall does not move. add 5 gold pieces to your inventory.
Okay. Well, we should keep hitting this wall. Maybe they'll drop something to open this door.
Is there a ceiling to this room?
There is a ceiling to this room.
Is it also getting smaller?
You know what? I didn't think about that. Yes, it is.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I did not think about the ceiling.
I spoke to the DM already. Yes.
Yes.
I totally did not think that would
be the best. Kiss, baby.
All right, so this is a trash compactor situation from Star Wars.
Can
Got
you
it.
Share? Thank you.
Miranda, I forgot to tell you, as you were digging, you find a door underneath you.
Oh.
I forgot to tell you that. Sorry.
Amazing. You guys, I found a door 5 minutes ago, and I forgot. I'm still concussed.
Glad that you told us now.
Me too, thanks.
I would like where to open the door.
Where's there a door?
Underneath your guys' feet.
Okay.
Can we open the door?
You can try.
Do you need more? Are you good?
I'm gonna try now.
Okay.
I think someone else should try.
I'm gonna try to open this door.
She only did a little bit of time.
I'm switching diapers.
I reach for the knob. Is it turn? Is there a knob?
It's like a trap door. So it's got like a little thingy.
Try to push it first.
What are we rolling for open door?
Push the trash.
Is it?
19.
Okay. It's nice. It's pleasant.
It's really nice. Takes the burn out of the bubble. Push the
door. Got an 11 to push.
Sorry. You realize that maybe it's not a push door and you hit your face on the door.
Is it a pull door?
I'm going to pull.
He's already got a 19 to pull.
It's amazing.
So it moves good. A little bit. Now I'm going to take a break from you guys. Those of you on the outside, there's only two of you.
Where we're going to get smooshed.
You guys are noticing that little by little, the room has gotten smaller.
Oh, shit.
And smaller. And not only are the walls caving in on you, but the ceiling, because the DM didn't realize there was a ceiling to the room.
Yeah, suck in, roll with initiative.
So Gwen runs over to Reggie and goes, oh my god, what are we gonna do? Oh my god.
Reggie grabs Gwen by the shoulder. Goes, shh, I can't think. Do we see the door?
No, all you see is the glass, them inside the glass box.
I think we should jump in the glass box.
How do we get in the glass box?
Let's knock politely.
Okay. So Gwen runs over and she knocks politely.
I let her
in. Are we not allowed to enter it now?
And then she runs back. And then she runs back to Reggie.
No,
it didn't work.
We have to see that.
Roll to investigate, and you'll find out.
Okay, so let's roll to investigate, and we'll chatter more.
My
brain.
My brain.
Yes, your bite. Hold on.
Non-natural 20.
I think mine is also a 20. Here, baby. Sorry. Sorry, it's just rice. It's not going to hurt you. 19.
So you guys see that in the room that is closing in on you, that these random shapes appear.
Ooh.
They're all over the ground. They're all over the walls. It's kind of like someone threw all their trash away, and now you have to shift through it and figure out what the shapes on the walls are.
Are they like geometric or like runic or...
You don't know, you're not there.
Yeah, you don't know.
There's shapes.
Just like,
can I do it?
Wait, our 20s don't tell us what the shapes are.
I was just about to say.
Are you gonna look at the walls?
Huh? I was gonna say. Looking at the walls or the floor?
I would say one of us knows the wall, one of us knows the floor.
Okay, so one of you is looking at the walls and you're like, hey, I see these shapes.
Okay.
And then one of you's like, well, I see shapes on the ground. They're like little boxes, just like 3D things.
Okay.
Like we did last time, behind it.
Can I do an intelligence check to understand what's happening
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
Come on, Gwen. More than anything in your life, be smart.
What is my intelligence? Plus 2. 20.
Got a 14. So she thinks she knows what's happening.
That sounds like Gwen.
Yeah.
You want a bite?
She's like, I got this.
Can I help you?
You feel, Reggie feels, that there are 7 of these shapes that you need, and it possibly opens the way into the glass
like,
box.
Like, do we know that we need to be pushing them, pulling them, matching them?
You know that you need to be matching them?
From the wall to the floor.
From the wall, from the floor to the wall.
Oh, the floor to the wall.
So you need to pick them up off the ground.
So we need to find...
You need to search for them on the ground.
So we're searching, so, okay, so Reggie goes, okay, I get it. We need to search for the matching. Do you see the shapes on the wall? Do you see the shapes on the ground? We need to pick up the shapes on the ground and put them on the wall.
You need a cube, a rectangle, a circle, a triangle, a star, an arrow, and a heart.
Okay.
What she said!
Okay. It looks like 7 shapes of assorted shapes. So let's find some shapes. So,
what are we rolling?
I'm assuming we're searching, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Investigation?
What?
Do they see my body?
Do they see what?
I drew a sun.
Roll to see if you see Bunsen's drawing.
I think with my natural one, I think Bunsen is signaling to me that I need to find a sun. Okay. And I don't see a sun, I see a star. So I'm like, that can't be it.
I have a 13 to see his.
You saw his sun.
Cool.
Were you impressed?
Thumbs up, thumbs up.
And then Gwen points to it, and she's like, I can't find that anywhere, Reggie.
Not impressed.
I'll ask you later.
Can I have a 4, please? Mm-hmm. Thank you. So I rolled a 20 to search and find a shape. So
you find a cube.
Cube. Okay. Do I have to roll to put it in the spot?
No.
Okay.
Just tell me you're walking over there.
I walk
Just
over there.
Tell me what you're doing.
I walk over and put the cube in.
Okay.
What happens?
Nothing.
Cool. Gwen, I got one.
Yay!
Okay, let's find more.
Okay.
Oh, did you not find anything?
Gwen walks over and hands you a sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hand you a sun. Where's this go?
There's a sun drawing over there.
It's yeah, that's less, why I grabbed it.
Less than impressive.
That's why I grabbed it. He's telling me.
Put it in your pocket. What?
So she puts it back on the ground.
So now you have a pocket full of sunshine.
Nah. As if she did not already have that, y'all. I got a 12.
Yeah, I didn't roll for nothing. I got distracted by the weird
You got
sun.
A circle.
I got a circle. Where does this go?
Circle. I'm guessing the round shape one.
Got it. I'll put it there.
Okay.
Okay. Search again.
Search again.
16.
20.
You guys find the heart.
Mom.
And a triangle.
Sweet.
Heart and again. Triangle. That's 4.
Got a natural one.
19.
Spinning around in circles.
Yeah. I'm so confused.
You're trying to take them off of the wall.
These come off?
19. No. 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 Put it back. When?
Back.
Back.
Arrow?
Put it back.
I got an arrow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Reggie might be
That's
the one whisperer.
Right?
13.
It's because he commands.
Mm-hmm.
Put triangle. Did I say that one already?
No.
Put no. Triangle. I got cube, circle, heart, triangle, arrow, and rectangle.
Okay.
We need one more. And mine was 9. I rolled a 9. So that's just me.
You're still searching, yeah.
Okay.
15.
17.
And you grab the star.
Okay, so Gwen, help me put the star in.
Okay.
Please. Boop. So I put the star in.
I know you put the star in. The walls and the ceiling don't stop.
Can't stop, won't
But
stop.
The top of the glass box opens up.
Neat.
So what does everybody do?
Jump in.
Yeah.
Get in, get
Wait.
In, get in.
Yeah, we're going in.
Yeah.
That was the goal.
We're jumping in.
I was like, wait,
How high
wait.
Is it?
Are we jumping or does it open?
10 feet. The top opens.
Oh, the top opens.
Yes, yeah,
so
it's 10
feet up. So Gwen
Mother
grabs
fuck.
Her
rope. So there's people
rope.
Inside, so yeah.
So Gwen grabs her rope and tosses the end of the rope inside and is like, hold on to this, guys!
More.
I grab it.
More.
I'll help hold it.
And then Gwen climbs up into the box.
Give me a strength check. Not you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm climbing up in the box.
11.
Is everybody doing a strength check?
No, just them.
Oh, not us.
Not yet.
Okay.
Just them. Just you guys in the box.
Oh, okay. 11.
Any more?
My days hate me.
I'm gonna let that digest for a few minutes before I say it.
Okay. As, are you climbing up one by one? Or are you climbing up together?
I'm going on the side, so whatever side that Gwen's not dangling on a rope.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna scale it like I know how to scale fences.
Yeah, okay.
Because I am a pirate.
Alright, so as Gwen starts to hoof herself on,
Look
everybody like rams the window and Gwen falls slightly ever so little and what is Gwen do to react to her nearly falling back down?
Renji would like to jump down like try and save her like baseball slide.
You're gonna try and
like,
save her?
Like parkour fall off the side and like launch it Gwen.
And like I'm just picturing her just ever so slightly just sliding down just
I'm
a little
guilty.
Bit. Yeah, exactly.
Alright, roll me another strength check, all three of you.
13.
Look at you eating chicken. Proud of you, dude.
15. You guys have successfully hauled Gwen over the side of the glass wall. Did you fall down or did you?
I fell down. I launched at Gwen so she wouldn't fall. Because I might be a pirate, but I'm not a dick.
So the rope is still there if you want to try the rope.
Yeah, I'll try the rope. Are we, what are we using? What are we...
Just hold on. Not you.
Athletics?
Those of you that are in the glass, roll me a strength check.
5.
Nat 20.
One with the rope.
So you successfully drag. So I would imagine you're bigger, right? So you're
like, oh, I'm huge. I'm dragonoid.
They're like dunking him all the way up. He's like hitting his head. And finally gets over the other side and just crashes to the ground.
And then Gwen looks at him and is like, what took you so long?
He's like, I was helping you.
He doesn't really respond. He's just like, you know, life.
All right.
Do you want a bite of rice?
All right. You guys are inside. And the trapdoor is still there. The walls are getting smaller and smaller. They're like almost upon you.
Thank you.
We go in the trapdoor?
Okay. Well, Gwen looks at you guys and they're like, what trapdoor?
It is really hard to notice.
What? Do you want chicken and rice?
I'm gonna do an investigation check.
Oh, I'm gonna tell her you're standing on it.
I'm gonna go mix more chicken.
I don't.
Let me know when I need to play.
Okay. Gwen doesn't notice it's there. She's now looking
at
the glass.
We need to pull. Pull this open.
Pull what open?
There's a trap door here.
Oh, that's what they were talking about. Okay, well, how do we open it?
The door.
You can't push it. We gotta pull it.
Oh, okay, let's pull.
16.
You wanna help her pull?
Okay. Ready? No, Gwen's not gonna help. She's just gonna manage and she's gonna organize like a heave-ho effort. Okay. So she's hoping this will give them advantage.
All right, roll play this for me.
Okay, so she's
hold
it.
There you go.
Focus, everyone focus. No!
No, you have to tell them the
door
opens.
Okay.
We'll play this door opening for me.
Oh, okay. Well, Gwen was doing her whole like, okay, guys, we're going to heave ho. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, heave ho. Oh, God, it opens. Hey, guys, let's go.
Gina.
What?
And my A.
That is your A.
And Mickey Mouse.
You are playing Mickey Mouse.
I see that big Mickey Mouse.
I see that. Why don't you go sit in your chair? Go sit in your chair. Go sit in your chair. Go sit in your chair. I don't need it. You go sit in your chair.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
And turn it off.
All right, you can turn it off. That's fine.
Okay, I'm done chewing. All right. And as the door gets open, does everybody drop down?
Do you want more rice and chicken?
I'm gonna say wee and jump in like a cannonball.
Rice and chicken?
I don't care.
Do you
want more chicken?
Okay.
Everybody drops down into
go sit down. Gina alone. She's all done.
The next area.
She's busy.
In the next area. This is what you see.
Is it a hippo?
Was it a giraffe?
Hippo.
Oh, no, not a hippo.
Oh.
But the backbone.
The wishbone?
It's the backbone. You're like right by the tailbone. And then you drop.
How did we miss the wishbone?
But then you teleport.
Whoa.
You teleport from where you are to a random spot where you don't really know where you are. So what you see as you guys go from being squashed by the walls and the ceiling down into the little hole is a town.
What?
You walk into just in the middle of it. You look all the way around. You can do a 360 view. And you see, welcome to Dragon City. There are statues of dragons everywhere. There are shops. There's places to buy trinkets.
Gwen goes to buy trinkets.
My puppy.
You can have some chicken.
Well, yeah. She's grabbing it. Oh.
You ready?
Okay, but then she runs there.
Okay, after this, she runs there. Okay. So as you guys are looking around in 360, you see the tavern. You see shops to buy things.
Mommy,
you see dragons. Dragon statues are everywhere. You also see an outer, very, very outer glimpse of this ring, and it looks like bubbles are connected to one another. So there's a town, and then there's outer rings that are green in the shape of bubbles.
I would say,
what do you want to do? But Gwen's already running to what's the
trinket
store? You go to the trinket store. You also see jesters in the streets telling jokes and making gallbladder jokes.
She doesn't care about that. She runs straight for trinkets.
Okay.
My draw.
There's bookstores there, candy store.
Just trinkets.
Okay, go to the trinket store.
My blue. My blue.
Regina will go to the bookstore.
No, blue pen.
No, you're not coloring with the blue pencil. My chicken?
I walk up to a jester and ask him, who's the mayor of this town?
What?
And he would say, well, that's Siegfried. But let me tell you a joke first.
Mom. Mom, and mine.
Okay, please be careful with
it. Siegfried Harple.
Mom.
Why did the gallbladder become a tour guide?
Okay, Mom.
What?
I draw.
Uh-huh. Here, right here.
I don't know why.
To show people the bile, the beautiful sights.
Oh no, this guy again.
Knew I had to do a bile. Knew it.
All right, go to the trinket store. The trinket store is called Dragon Trinkets.
Evil.
What is there?
I give them a gold
piece. There's necklaces, there's bracelets, there's crowns. Okay, so she wants to buy one of everything. All right. You get totally bejeweled. You get one of everything. Okay.
How much does it cost?
Yeah. The cost. She didn't expect this either.
Why would you? What is money in this game? Here, Mike.
It cost you, let's say, 50 gold coins. Okay. Alright, you're going to the bookstore.
Hi.
I'm at the bookstore.
The bookstore!
Gina.
Bookstore's name. The bookstore of useless books.
Useless books?
Book of,
hell yeah.
Bookstore of useless books.
I would like to know more about, Thank you. Like silly sea stories. How about that? Like sea shanties. Scanties? Stabbies? I don't know.
Scantily clad scanties?
That one.
Shanties?
Shanties that are scanty clad.
So you want sea shanty?
Yeah, I can see. See? It's not just me. You can't see it.
So you find a book.
Ow, fuck.
That's it. And you open it, and it starts playing this song.
Big fight!
Reggie just starts dancing. He's like, I feel like home.
I feel like home.
Like this. Can I buy this book?
You can buy this book.
Fuck yeah, I'm buying this
book. Are you still leaving it open?
Yeah. Yeah, Reggie's just gonna walk around with that.
Alright.
Easy. These are sharp. Put a freaking eye out, son.
Alright, what are you up to do?
I wanna go to the candy store.
Alright, go to the candy store.
No!
Candy has treated me well. Come here.
I think you found something you like.
I know.
So the candy store is...
I never get any rice.
It doesn't got a whole lot of candy in it. It's only got like a few flavors. But it seems like they have a lot of candy of those only flavors. You see on the shelf, you see Ruth Burst. You see Button Fingers. Pop Gummies. And Corn Patch.
You sound familiar.
Pop gummy.
And eat it immediately.
Pop gummy?
Yeah.
Eat it immediately. Okay, so that's, say, 2 gold coins. And so as you eat this gummy, you start to feel a little weird. Like, maybe your lower half of your body feels like jelly. And you're uncertain if you could walk.
I'm gonna look down and check that I still have legs.
You still have legs.
Alright, and then I would like to buy
another candy. What candy would you like? Nickel. You're gonna get a mask, my son.
Are you gonna eat it?
Yes.
So, as you eat the corn patch,
okay.
Your hair starts to change. And you feel like it's really, really heavy. We're not sure why. You reach back, and you touch your hair, and you got corn growing out of your hair.
Can I eat the corn?
Okay, the corn.
Hell yeah, who could eat my hair?
Much on it.
I want to try the other, like, the next two candies.
They're just going to go all out.
Yep.
Do you want Ruth Purse or Button Fingers first?
I think Frankie knows what Gwen's going to do next.
Ruth Purse or what?
Button Fingers.
Ruth Purse.
So as you're...
Good job.
As you're numbing on your hair and... You pop another candy, you got Ruth Burst going on. You start to hear these like little pops going off. You're not quite sure where they're coming from. So you spin around, you spin around, you spin around, you're so confused. Now you're all dizzy. You fall on the ground, and you notice that there's fireworks floating around by your head.
It's your own mini fireworks show.
Once I can stand up again, I'll eat the last candy, which was the
button finger.
Who else is doing things?
Gwen, once she's bought one in every trinket shop, she wants to go investigate candies and go buy candies.
She's looping the room.
Yeah, we bought all the trinkets.
Yeah.
We are weighed down with all the trinkets that you have bought.
Yeah.
We are walking really slowly.
Are you all done?
Okay. Hi.
I'm gonna head
to the tavern. It was Ruth Burst, Button Candies,
Corn Patch, and Pop Gummies.
Did I finish your bite?
Going
to the tavern.
Can I ask the jester where the mayor is? Since I know his name.
So, Jeff, you're heading to the tavern. What was the
last?
Okay, head to the tavern.
Who?
Sinfrey.
Yeah.
The mayor.
So, you're asking where he's at?
Yeah, where are you at?
He says,
where are you at?
My golly, you're inside of him.
Oh.
Did it say we're inside him?
Mm-hmm.
The jig is up. Say, freeze a dragon.
It all makes so
much. Can I ask him if he know if the jester knows where the next destination of Sinfrey is, the next hit on the town?
Where the next destination is after the town?
Yeah, like, where's the next cool place to be?
I mean, there's lots of cool places to bleed. To be, not bleed.
To bleed.
Yes.
Spoiler show, we're gonna bleed later.
Excuse me,
I feel like he's just kind of everywhere, you know? He's the mayor, he kind of runs all the shows, and shows all the shops. You know, I really don't know where the next best place to be is. I mean, you could go to the tavern.
No,
where's that? Over here, please.
I don't know, your buddy went there.
Which way they go?
That way.
Excellent.
Alright, you're in the tavern.
She's like, yeah. Reggie wanders to the tavern with his pirate look.
Okay.
He is content with life. Want a bite?
Are you gonna investigate the tavern?
Are you all done?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm investigating.
Okay.
I'm walking pretty briskly.
Okay.
My investigation is a whole four.
A whole four? And the barkeep is like, we got it. Would you like some ale?
Don't come
we have bath. Do you need bath?
Got rice. They're
upstairs. They're nice and hot. Soapy. We don't have any rooms, but we do have baths.
I just want to file a complaint.
About what?
I got lots. Lots to complain about.
I like that this is the spot where you start getting weird.
How about...
myself.
How about a pint of ale?
Okay. You have like a suggestion box. Who do I talk to around here to get my voice heard?
Mom. Yeah, baby.
You gotta call the mayor.
Don't take it in just a minute. He's talking.
Could you
talk to him?
Mom. Would you like a bite?
Mama.
Yes. Everywhere.
Mom.
Yeah, the mayor.
What?
Name,
Siegfried? No, it's not your rocket ship.
Siegfried?
I think you're short.
Siegfried!
No.
This is not
No, thank you.
Maybe you're not talking a lot.
Stop!
Oh.
I said no, thank you.
I mean, no. His ears aren't down here. I mean, you gotta speak a little louder.
Okay. You're gonna go to your room in just a minute here. You need to listen. Yeah, you're being disrespectful. That is unacceptable.
You say you're shouting? I don't know.
I'm shouting at the top of my lungs.
Why are you being so loud?
Where do I hear this from?
Everywhere.
And nowhere.
Does everyone hear
this? Why did you gasp?
You can hear my gasp.
I can hear your gasp.
Secret.
No.
Secret. Well, I'm paying attention now. Of course I can hear your gasps now.
Secret, why is anyone here? Why do I need to be here?
In order to get out, you have to free me.
This is like recruiting people.
No, remember? Kristen trapped me in here.
Call your dad, you're in a cult.
Do you think I want to be a dragon?
How do we free you?
You have to collect all the shards.
Sure.
You clearly haven't collected all the shards yet.
We might have.
I don't think you have.
I think I have like 16.
Well, I don't think you have because...
We never established what I had.
I mean, I am the dragon.
You're still inside me.
All right. Where are all the shards? How come if all the shards are in you, it doesn't work? Mr. Know-it-all.
Because they have to be put together.
There's a puzzle.
You can sense these other guys.
Give you all the answers?
These other guys?
Running around, all your parts.
Your friends?
You just met what I call them, guys.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, you guys are kind of like blobs all over the place, making my stomach upset.
Sorry about that.
Are you, though?
I am. That sounds awful.
No.
Roderick?
Can you tell how many shards we have?
He was asking that for me. I don't. Yeah, he's like,
You don't know.
I don't. But not enough, clearly.
Not enough. What if we have enough? We can put them together.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Alright. Do you know any sage words that could help us get this done?
It's debatable someday.
Shout it.
Oh, no. What?
Abracadabra.
Light appears.
What?
I love observing some of the things this kid does.
The whole.
Can I follow it?
You can follow it.
I'm following the light.
You want what? You go through the light?
No.
You want what?
Yeah.
Benson goes through the light and appears back in the middle of town.
He thinks her
Abracadabra.
Rocket ship. He wants it.
You walk through the light again?
Hey, do you want to buy the chicken?
You end up back in the tavern again.
Siegfried.
Yeah? What?
Do you know any more tricks like that?
If I was in human form, yes.
Pick it up!
But you don't know them in dragon form?
I don't know them in dragon form.
What if we... How do we get to your brain? Do we pick your brain? Do we literally pick your brain?
I mean, I would imagine since you're walking through me, you would have found a way to pick my brain.
What if we didn't see your brain?
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
What if we get whisked away in a windy cave and do a different windy room?
Again, that sounds like a you problem.
Well, maybe you're snoring.
You say you're snoring?
You gotta go around, I guess.
Right.
Can only he hear this voice?
No, you guys don't hear it. Let me see if one's coming attention.
I look around. Is anyone else in the tavern with me?
She went.
I am.
And Amora went.
Yeah.
Like, think.
We need to find how many shards we got.
Yeah, how many shards we got?
Ask him.
I've got 16.
Well, Siegfried.
Yeah?
How many shards do we need?
20.
Okay.
I think that's what Tristan said.
So between all of us, we should have 21.
And then what do we put them in?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Make the puzzle.
What puzzle? Where?
I mean, they're I don't know. You gotta put the shards together.
Just put them together.
I would imagine.
Okay.
So
let's go get our crew and we'll see how many shards we've got together.
Siegfried, can you tell everyone to come to the tavern?
Come to the tavern. Gwen bought one of each candy. Okay.
I bought a handful of each of them.
Okay.
What was the last one? The first one, I guess?
The first one you took?
The one I did not eat yet.
Button fingers.
Okay, hold on. I got root first, button candies, corn packs.
I'm adding bag of random candies.
Wasn't there a fourth candy?
Ruth Burst, Button Fingers, Pop Gummies, and Corn Patch.
Pop Gummies.
Do you want some cushion?
Alright.
No, my
pockets full
got stuck in your cord.
I will go to the tavern.
Yeah. Alright, everybody's in the tavern.
Do I somehow have whatever shards that Doc's in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm busy. Huh?
I think you only have one.
Oh, you had two. No.
I kind of thought
you had one.
A brand new creamer thing.
Your actual character that you've been playing had one.
The duck and had
one.
I got that.
So you have.
What are we doing now? What are we doing now?
We're trying to figure out how many shards we have.
Oh, yeah.
So, you said I have number 14, that's Doctrine's.
Uh huh.
But Bunsen also has one? Or Bunsen now has one?
Bunsen now has 14. He dropped it.
Okay. Slap Bunsen's force into that pocket for the wizard chance.
Project, you want to buy a chicken?
What else you guys do?
Gwen starts playing her lute to try to earn some of the money back she just spent.
Okay, you play that lute.
Okay, I'm gonna roll a performance check, see how good I am.
Anybody else?
I guess we guys gotta figure out where to go next.
Got 28.
You get 5 gold pieces back.
Sweet.
Did Siegfried stop talking to us?
Yeah, because he said to call you guys, and he called you guys in, and that was it.
Mm.
Hey, disembodied voice.
What?
Any idea where we should go next?
Out?
Out that way or out that way?
I mean, you're in a circle.
I'm gonna go to the barkeep and ask if they know any like extra weird disturbances in certain areas.
Would you like some ale?
Well, I asked you a question.
Would you like some ale?
No.
Do you want to take a bath?
No.
We got baths upstairs.
Cool.
No beds.
Mm-mm.
Hot baths, soapy water, and ale.
You're special.
Does the bath cost money? Hi, Dad.
No.
Is it communal?
Her name? Old Greg?
Is it a steam tub?
What is that? Name Old Greg?
Name Old Greg.
No.
Yeah, I like a baby's.
I'm gonna go check the bathroom.
They're nice baths. Hot and soapy.
Special?
Hot
and soapy.
So I'd like to go around and see if any, like, is there other people?
Check.
I come back down.
Well, how is Gwen making money?
Check.
I'm not gonna check.
And you don't know?
All right.
Where are we?
Hmm?
In
eyeballs.
The body.
Nobody's checked?
Can I ask where we are in this dragon in Sinfree?
Who are you asking?
The bartender.
We got hot baths.
Oh. It's a computer.
Would you like some ale?
I'd like to know who. Can I speak with your manager? My name is Karen and I have an appointment.
Siegfried.
We gotta send Miranda the video.
I know, I do need to send that to her. So we legitimately last time was like, yeah, Miranda went full Karen in a spa at one point, and we're like, when's she gonna come back? And sure enough, the next episode is Karen.
You can't kill her.
I want to go investigate the other.
He tells you, Siegfried is the mayor and the governor.
Investigating the other. Is there an anonymous box that I can fill out?
Put a complaint in.
We got hot baths.
That's what I asked.
Would you like some ale?
Yes, give me some ale.
There's your ale.
Where did it come from?
You tell me.
Is it from here? As in this location, which you can tell me where we're at?
I got ale and I got hot baths.
How do you say renal? Renal
what
ale.
What area are you checking? Are you in the tavern or are you out of the tavern?
I'm exiting the tavern.
Exiting the tavern. Where are you going?
I want to go investigate the perimeter.
Okay. Which part? Like, the outside, like, behind the house shop thingies.
You said there was, like, a bubble ring? I want to go look at that.
You feel like that's what's keeping you here?
A bubble ring?
Bubble ring. Oh, were you in here when I said that?
No.
So, the outer... You guys landed in the circle? And there's an outer ring. It's green. Bubble shapes.
Out of the light tube?
Mm-hmm. No, so you guys drop down, landed in the center of this god-awful town. And you see all the shops and the tavern and all that and the jesters and all the stuff inside of this little town. But on the outer perimeter, like behind all that stuff, are little bubbles that are green in color. And they create a circle all the way around
the town.
The town.
Can I poke it?
You can.
Yeah, how far away are those?
You want to?
Get electrocuted.
Take 2 points of damage.
Soap bubble damage.
This is why I took a long rest.
Huh? If only Doxy were here to shoot them down with his good bow skills.
Damn it!
I withdraw my axe and I use that. That was a 14.
You swing at the bubble, but it doesn't pop. Damn. But you feel like it could be solid. Anybody else?
Gwen's still playing.
Okay.
Manager!
I'll go out and
investigate
the bubbles.
I have ale. Okay. I hear you. Hot bath with soap.
I leave this place.
Okay.
I rolled an 8.
You see Dewdrop take a little bit of damage. A little like, ooh.
I'm gonna roll to see if I know anything about them.
Okay.
You want Arcana or History?
History.
16.
You feel like you've seen them before. They're green in color, but you feel like they're not fully mature yet. So you think that you can persuade them to your side.
Persuade what? Persuade
the
bubbles.
The bubbles?
You've seen them before.
I don't remember seeing bubbles.
They're not mature yet.
Are these gelatinous cubes?
I don't know what you know, so.
Can I go under the cubes out of the ring?
No.
Can you do the acrobatics check?
How about an 18?
An 18? You're like, look, it's floating. And you roll under it. Do you tell anybody else? You just leave them with your book.
Can I see if I saw them roll away?
I thought you were in the bath.
No, I said I came down.
Oh.
Can I see?
But you're still in the tavern.
Well, Dewdrop's right there. I'm going to yell at Dewdrop. Hey, go let everybody know that we can just go under the bubbles.
Frolicking away to tell everyone.
No! I burst into the tavern and be like, everyone gets what? We can roll under the bubbles. And then I skip away off to Gwen.
play your flute. I'm like, hey.
Your flute.
Hey. Hey.
You play that flute.
Hey. Hey.
She ignores you. She's in performance mode.
I'm gonna throw what I have on me. I'm gonna find some random cricket and just toss it at you and say, fine, stay behind.
Throw a candy.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw candy.
You have crickets?
No, they have my crickets.
Oh, yeah, they do. No, Bill has the crickets.
Oh, that's right, Bill has it.
They're whore bag crickets. They've been passed around.
Throw candy at you and then you're like, fine, stay here. And frolic back to the
which
wall.
Bubble got rolling.
Follow.
Okay.
Look for Reggie.
Right, that dude went under. You won't miss him. He's copper.
Are you still playing? You're gonna
just gonna get left behind.
Get my attention. You'll be louder. Yell at her in spider.
I threw something at her.
This is Gwen.
I'm looking for something on a bulletin board that would be in the tavern.
A quest.
It says, we have hot bags.
In which font does it say?
Just take the sign down and replace it with a
It says it in common and dragon. It says it in goblin.
Just take the sign down and put your complaint up in place of the sign.
That's a great idea. Go full Karen.
Go full Karen.
Going to take paper.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to scribble out some letters to say we have lead and hail. And I put it back up there.
Okay.
Way to fuck up that sign.
Yeah, good job.
Wow. Batman's splitting on me.
Such a life.
And I feel good about it. And I walk out.
Where's your little Batman?
Okay. Do you call everybody to the bubble circle?
Yeah, do it.
So Gwen sees Amora leave, so Gwen's like, oh, we're leaving, and then starts to leave.
Okay. I just really want Gwen to like walk by somebody who's like trying to pay the bartender and like grabs the money and be like, hey!
It might happen one day.
I feel like that's a Gwen thing.
It is. She thinks that everyone's tipping her in life.
Yeah. Oh, I played well here.
So as you guys exit the tavern and find your way underneath the bubble circle, the town disappears.
Good riddance.
And everything that you have achieved from the tavern is all gone.
Gwen is very sad.
Oh, my candy gone?
All your candy gone.
Gwen sits down.
No! I'm going to cry a little.
One star. Definitely would not recommend. I'm a local tourist.
Imagination.
My hair's still corn. Anything you got in that town, like the pasta even, and all the soaps?
No.
Just in that
one. Okay.
Just that section.
Okay.
Everything you got, your candy, your trinket.
Yep. And what it's not.
Reggie's book is gone.
That's fine. That's fine.
No,
it's a disappointment.
Still have lavender and lemon soap, so I'm okay.
Yeah.
You guys turn around and you see that it's all gone, and in its place, you see a random thing just sitting there.
Gwen runs up to it.
Mm-hmm. Gwen runs up to it. What is Gwen do to it?
She taps it.
And it turns and looks at you and says, stop it.
Hi.
No.
Hi.
No.
Hi.
No.
Hi.
No.
Hi.
No.
Karen!
What's going on over here?
Reggie just pulls out his spyglass and watches it through his little spyglass.
He's just Karen, like, it won't let me say hi.
Karen.
Yeah. Who's Karen?
Who the fuck is Karen?
I'm just going to lean around both of them and be like, I'm sorry. And then lean right back behind.
See what it looks like, whatever it is.
It's a cuckoo clock.
I want to know what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to investigate said thing through my spyglass.
I got a nat one.
You notice shit.
It's a
you
fridge.
See that it like is shimmering because you're like a little tipsy because you were just Karen. You're
power.
I'm not
Karen. From that shitty ale. I'm just tipsy from being Karen.
I'm being pissed off, Karen.
Did you get?
You're like the Hulk.
Seven.
It's your alter ego. You don't want to make the Hulk mad. 16.
Okay, so you both see from your spyglass from peeking around Gwen, you notice that this figure looks to be about a 10-year-old child. And he's illuminated with light.
A little small child.
Who said I was a child?
Your appearance. My apologies. I know I shouldn't assume. Hello, being that looks like a child.
Thank you.
What is your name?
Why are you glowing?
I'm trying to help.
Help what?
I don't know. I was told to come here.
Do you have one of these? And I hold up my shard.
No. Aww. But there's more.
Do you know where they are?
That way.
There's one in each direction?
Yes.
Fantastic. Which one is closer?
Well, it depends on what you mean by close.
Because you're like finding out that it's a child, Gwen goes, ew, and then walks away.
Gwen does not interact, and she's
all, ew.
She's like, I don't want to hide anymore.
Kids are sticky. They are.
I can teleport, so for me, it's both ways.
Can you teleport us?
No, you're too heavy.
Oh, that was rude.
Can I bribe you to bring me a shard?
Kids and their brutal honesty.
Can you bribe you to bring me a shard?
I can't.
Can you skip the way to the shard?
I float.
Okay.
So, I mean,
if you
can you extracorporeal walk to the direction of a shard?
I can shimmer to a shard. But I can't like help you like get the shard. But
we don't need your help getting the shard.
That way and that way and that way.
Let's start with.
Can we spin the child and he can just point in a direction and we'll go?
Become compass.
Sure. Become an arrow. Can I like mold him into a compass? I'm just gonna like.
Just gonna murder Amora.
Just gonna like pick up this child and squash him into a compass.
Okay.
Or a bottle. Let's do bottle.
Bottle will
spin the bottle.
Spin the bottle.
Okay. Which direction does it show us? Roderick's waving at you.
Oh, hi. Hi.
So you're in a circle. And as you mold this child into an arrow, you see that all of these tunnels start to open up in this circle.
Sweet.
There are 6 tunnels.
Yay.
And you are going to number 3.
Yay!
To like a clock and you're gonna go to number 3.
I'm gonna frolic off.
To number 3.
Yay!
Gwen runs down tunnel 3.
Okay. What?
Gwen runs down tunnel 3.
No, don't put Batman in her drink. That's negative, Ghost Rider. That is Rez juice. Do not fuddle with it.
As you hurl your way down to tunnel 3, because mm-hmm. Gwen does what Gwen does.
Tunnel 3!
You see little buddy jump out in front of you.
Little buddy!
And Gwen goes, what?
No, it's not inside.
Stop.
Does Gwen speak Draconic?
No, she does not. So he's screaming at you. Ah! And she's just like, down, Cujo, down.
So Reggie, now that he's caught up to Gwen, just goes.
She's trying to feed it rations.
Just goes, Gwen, he says stop.
No.
How do you know?
I speak his language.
Well, that sounds like a problem.
It's not a problem. It's helpful.
If you say so. And then
trust
Gwen
me,
tries to walk down the tunnel again.
And he jumps in front of you and goes, ah!
While snatching your snack from your hand.
Well, that was rude.
I like snacks. Hey, little buddy.
Hi.
Which way do we go?
You can go down this way, but you gotta be careful.
Why?
There's stuff down here.
What stuff?
I don't know. It's too scary for me to go down there, but I hear it. I'm surprised your crazy friend here who is trying to feed me these weird snacks that are kind of gross.
You should taste her pie.
I don't think so. Did she make it from scratch?
Her apple pie. Yeah, and
ew,
mud. And
got,
mud.
What is an apple?
You don't want to know.
Does she have meats? We like crickets.
Oh yeah, I've been feeding him a little ration snack.
Okay, yeah, that is meat.
It's gross.
Okay.
That meat died long ago.
Where are those fresh crickets? They're still alive.
Well, Bill's not with us, so I can't really give him cookies.
Well, I don't like you.
Our other friend has them, and I will give you more when we find him. But we have to find him, so we need your help.
Okay.
So let's go find some cookies. So can I roll investigation on the tunnel to see what dangers lie ahead?
Yeah.
Is it a dark tunnel?
It's a dark tunnel.
How dark is dark?
Dark as dark can be. There's no light illuminating.
I cannot do this check.
So Gwen is looking around to see what's going on. She's got dark vision. And she got an 18.
With an 18, you feel like you're walking down this tunnel and you can see oddly shaped things. You're not 100% sure what they are, but you sense there's like something alive as you're walking down this tunnel. Mm. And you can see like the grayscale of what it could be and like shadows. And you feel movement. But you're not sure exactly where it's coming from. But you know within your heart that there is something in this tunnel.
Cast the fairy light thing.
Okay.
So now there's just a floating right in the color of purple.
And Gwen just keeps walking. She's like, guys, come on this way.
You don't tell them? Okay. So
I rolled a dice to see if she did. She didn't tell them.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys.
So she after she casts the fairy light.
He casts
Reginald.
Alright, Reginald. Shut you right see up. Down this tunnel that there are vines along the inside of the tunnel that look like they're slithering.
Do they scurry away from the light?
They do not.
So it's not double snare.
Right? I'm not going to get grabbed by this. Oh, we might.
Can I roll the stuff out of this then?
Yep.
That's an investigation?
Mm-hmm.
How does an 11 sound?
You notice them.
I do?
Yeah, there's kind of just enough room for everybody to walk through.
Do I notice them? Mm-hmm. 17.
You totally notice them. Investigation.
Okay, thus far, we have attacked things we should not attack, so I'm gonna not yet.
I see in my brain if I know what these are.
I love that question.
So a nature check?
Yeah.
Yeah!
In my brain.
It's not double snare.
I was gonna do a nature check.
I was gonna do that too. Can all three of us do that?
Roll your nature checks. 14.
9.
19. Hold on.
12.
15. With your combination of rolls, you're all chattering back and forth about what these possibly could be. And as you're chattering, you guys come up with the assumption that these are vines from maybe what seems like a corpse flower.
Ew.
That's a corpse flower.
Does it smell in there?
Oh, it smells. That's why I was like, don't go in there. I'll show you a picture.
We're all gonna die.
Does anyone know what a corpse flower is?
A character? She's familiar with it from books, but she has never actually seen one.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I think I do.
I rolled a 9 initially, so I probably don't know nothing.
I rolled a 15, so I assume she's heard of it, but not seen it.
Is that survival or nature?
Nature.
So 21 total. I rolled an 18.
What are we doing? Seeing if you know what they are?
Yeah. Yeah, like what they are.
You know that they are seedlings that are quite useful for various purposes. You just simply...
Like killing your friends.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Yeah, simply...
Just want Hermione to pop in. It's no devil's name.
You simply kill and bury a necromancer, and you should have a good crop in about a week.
Gwen walks up to Reggie and goes,
so I know how to plant them and harvest them?
Snare. And you know that they smell really
it's
bad?
It's devil's snare.
But they're not, like, going to attack us?
It's not devil's snare. Okay. Thanks, dude. I feel like we're like dumb buddies. We're just knocking elbows.
At this point, Ren's like, hey, we've bonded over the almost death, so we're friends now.
Yeah. We're not at the you guys are just in the vines. So the vines aren't attacking you, and they're just moving and slithering. They're growing and getting bigger.
Can I take
you're still in the tunnel.
Is there like actual flower pods of it, or is there like
not in the tunnel?
I think we should go harvest this flower when we find it. It's very useful.
Well, then this way. And Gwen continues walking down the hall. Or down the tunnel.
Reggie will be behind Gwen.
Okay. Alright, you guys come to the end of the tunnel.
Whoa.
And? What do you see? You see
flowers.
Four dead flowers things. In the center of this room.
And Gwen goes, they're beautiful!
Do they talk? Do they go, feed me, Seymour?
Here you go, there's your flower.
Feed me, Siegfried!
Look at you.
I've given That's you beautiful. Sunlight.
Yeah.
I've given you dirt.
She's
given
me
nothing. But heartache and hurt.
Alright, and as you get closer and you are now in the room with these things, you can not
I'm begging
get
you,
that
sweet
smell.
Me.
Out of your nose.
Down on one knee.
Gwen grabs some perfume and dabs it on the top of her
nostrils.
What is that one from Labyrinth?
Oh, the Bog of Eternal Stench.
That one. That's what it smells like.
Oh. Of course
this it does. This reminds me of places.
It's the Bog of Eternal Stench.
I would like to start harvesting a flower.
We can try.
I would like to see if I don't vomit.
I would not like this nerd hair.
It's my
friend. I would like to investigate the room to see what else there is. Like
okay.
A shard. There is not a shard.
All right. What did you get? As you start to walk up
I have an item
this flower, and you start to cut away a piece of this flower to stick in your pocket.
The
flower turns around and slaps you with its tentacle.
Damn, I deserve that.
And
I say that out loud. Just, I'm
doing
it.
You take three slapping damage.
Of course I do.
Three slaps.
Is Buttersworth over there jealous?
No, I found the people.
It just happened to be in the form of a plant.
I speak in slaps.
What else does anyone want to do? You investigated the room, you didn't find nothing?
No, I got a two.
Yeah, I'd like to investigate these plants.
Okay. I'll investigate them.
Can Gwen, like, pick up a leaf and look under a leaf?
You see nothing.
Okay.
You see, in the middle of these four flowers, a shiny object. But their leaves are on top of it. So all you see is the glow.
Can I roll the tickle?
You can roll the tickle.
I want a coochie coo, their base of leaves.
Their what?
Their bases. Their leaves of bases.
That's not what I just said.
That's not what I heard. I heard the butt basic leaves. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
The butthole. Audrey, choose butthole. Here I come.
What are you doing buttholes, Reggie?
Hey, Reggie can't help it. He's an ass man.
Oh, so
can
fun
I try
fact.
To sneak up to that spot when this is
on
dissolved?
Pepto-Bismol, it says for overindulgence.
Is that a thing I can recall?
It was funny.
Was I just doing a straight roll for tickle?
Yeah, or a sleight of hand probably for tickle.
Sleight of hand or a straight roll?
Are we doing tickling? Yeah. What do you want her to roll for tickle?
Religion.
Sleight of hand or what? Or just a straight roll?
Or just a straight roll.
Straight roll for tickle.
Four.
As you go to tickle.
Nine.
Right. You step on a vine, and the corpse flower turns around and shocks you. Four.
Two damage.
Sweet.
Nice.
Reggie has a hard on. Just came to get shocked.
So Gwen thinks that Reggie did that to themselves.
18?
Gwen what?
Gwen thinks
so
Gwen
as you are
themselves and she's
walking
static
over
electricity
to
does that.
The center between these, oh. You realize that
makes
maybe
me excited,
as
though.
You step, it's not really such a great idea
That's
to
why I do
try
it.
And put any kind of weight on them.
Oh. Gwen weirded out by my
It seems kind of like a trap.
She doesn't see that. She just saw the shock. and thought that.
No, he said it to her. He like looked her dead in the eye and went, it turns
seems
me
unsafe.
On. That's why I do it.
I sense talking.
Well, let's
Buttersworth is talking.
Gwen's not paying attention, as usual.
We were having a conversation about...
He's screaming.
No, I'm just kidding.
What?
Do we have, like, a long stick?
No, I've lost the javelin already.
Do I have one?
I think
you have a long
javelin.
Stick, Amora?
I have a quarterstaff. Can I use a quarterstaff?
Dark sun hand that I have?
How
the
long is a quarterstaff?
I don't know.
It's 5 foot reach.
Dark
sun
hand that I have? Hmm? How long is a quarterstaff?
I can't hear.
5 foot reach, it says it here. 5 foot reach.
I didn't hear you again.
End of your thing. Like, how long
can I throw some darts at it?
Darts! She wants to throw darts.
At the flower?
Oh, man. Yeah. Amora wants to throw darts.
Darts at the flower.
Well, wait, let me see my...
Hold on, he's 6 to 9 feet long.
My...
6 to 9 feet long, so add 5 feet.
What are you doing?
10 feet.
10 feet?
I need a beverage. You want to get me some ice water, please? Please.
How far around the center point is the danger zone?
You've given me nothing but heartache and hurt.
A half a foot.
So I would say...
I'm begging you, sweetie.
I would say they're about 10 feet all the way around from 4 squares. So it's doable.
Me. No, it's not your rocket ship, but then.
Probably like...
That's right, it is Raya's rocket
5-ish
ship.
5-ish feet, but
she's no, still... No, it's not Roderick's.
You see her pull out her darts, though.
Mama.
Hey, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, hang on.
Buttersworth is talking.
Can I like sleight of hand my quarterstaff? See if that'll work real quick.
Gwen hears,
Gwen
hears them say hang on, so Gwen hangs on to Reggie.
I have a bigger cup.
You now have a clinger on your arm.
Yeah,
Gwen grabs Reggie because she hears him say, hold on.
Okay.
Sleight of hand with the quarterstaff. It's a sweet 10.
You kind of like pick it up and then drop it, and its tentacle swings around.
Can I speak to the plant? Hail and well met plant.
Nothing happens.
Groovy. Thought I'd try.
Yeah.
Is little buddy there?
Yeah, I didn't say he left.
Little buddy!
What?
Do you know anything about these plants?
They hear really well.
Oh, cool.
They don't like to be touched.
Me neither.
Can I...
Well, then why is he letting that weird one...
Is he next trying to, like, pull Gwen off of him? I don't like to be touched either.
And Gwen holds on to
her. I like acrobatics. Like, try to just super fast grab it.
Grab what?
Try.
Grab the shard?
Yeah.
Mmm. Gelfling grab shard, yes.
At the same time you're trying to do this, Amora has got her darts back out.
Do it. Do it, Amora.
Roll me a...
You're your own person. You don't
roll
have
me
to.
A d20.
They left.
Dart the bitch.
They left.
I ready my deflect missiles and try to catch it if it comes here.
12.
As you throw your first dart, it bounces off the wall and shoots itself into the flower. The flower reacts with a slappy slap.
Are we all in?
Bing bong!
And it hits you for 3 damage.
Oh, thank you. Did I distract it?
Huh?
So he can take the darts?
No.
You distract one of them.
Please stop.
Okay,
it
was at the same time.
That's everything at the same time. Yeah,
acrobatics.
So
if you don't want to go put them back in your bedroom.
Goes to the opposite end of the room and then pulls out her lute and starts playing her lute.
Okay.
Distract them with noise.
Leave it alone.
You manage to step right at the edge of where their leaves are. Flip over in the middle of the
Batman
shard, grab it, and then
pick up
manage with the last mustard. Throw yourself to the other side of the wall.
Right now.
The knife will find a way to get back over.
Go put Batman in your room.
How much room around?
There's no room around.
Oh.
Put Batman in your room.
Does my music distract anything?
It's distracting the one closest to you. So, like, say, right this one in this corner.
So then Gwen sings louder.
He's over here, though, so he's got to get back over. So this would be the bad guys. Gwen's here. I'm going to say Reggie's here. I'm going to put Amora here.
No, leave it alone, please.
Dewdrop's over here somewhere.
My rocket.
It's not your rocket ship. You'd be here. Alone. You would be here.
No.
Yes. Okay.
Can I acrobatic spell?
You can try.
Did you see all that?
Only,
yep.
Only yep. This one is distracted.
She's still doing it.
Only this one is distracted. Sorry. So you have to get past these three, okay, in order to get back over. So I want you to roll at disadvantage.
So you have the shard?
Yeah.
Nice.
Alright. How does a 9 sound?
A 9 gets you in the middle of all four. And now Gwen's loot is no longer distracting.
Alright, so my...
What's up?
Can I stealth my way back up?
I don't know what you want.
Stealth my way up.
It's not your rocket ship. Move on.
I don't have a rocket ship.
Stealth my way up.
No, they have your... They're focused solely on you.
Acrobatics, then.
You better move back.
Yeah. Oh,
run.
What does that mean? 24.
Yeah.
What's up?
My rocket ship.
I don't have a rocket ship.
Roger doesn't have one either. Move on.
I don't have a rocket ship.
Go find another toy.
Okay. Do you want this green ball?
And as you...
No.
Do you want this green ball?
As you get ready to jump again and get out of the middle of these ones, they grab you. And they hit you for 11 points of damage. But you managed to get across with the shard.
You get like spanked a few times.
Oh, yeah, basically get spanked.
Slapping nuts.
Okay. What shard number is this?
5.
Are there any more shards?
Investigate.
Okay.
Well, don't we have the compass thing?
Are you keeping track of the shards?
I'm holding a laptop.
I have it written down.
You can't investigate with a laptop in my hand.
Stick.
Do I see that he's trapped? Did I get that?
No, he did it really fast that like he went boom boom boom. But he took damage as he boom boom boom.
Boom boom boom.
So as he jumped, they stopped and then he jumped again. So there was no time for anybody to react. Did I say 5?
5.
Ba ba boo.
Big bada boo.
Yeah, exactly.
Bada-boom.
He's pouting. Let him pout.
And I'm going to watch the development.
Alright. What do you guys want to do now?
I'm probably going to go home and go to sleep.
Yeah. I think it's time to call it.
Late. Yeah.
But you guys are still in the room, so you want to leave the room? Or you want
to I want to go back to where we spun the bottle.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. We'll
Everybody's back in the room where we spun the bottle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because that's all I had anyway, so.
Beautiful. It works out perfect.
Yes, it did.
Because my butt's asleep.